The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And welcome in. Let's do this. Another night of high school basketball coming your way here on 92.1 at KMZA. On, of course, a chilly January Friday night, we bring you Twin Valley League action as it's the Frankfort Wildcats playing host to the Wildcats of Hanover. So the Battle of Wildcats here tonight on 92.1. Good evening. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. Big time TBL games here early on in the league portion of the schedule coming up next weekend. Of course, the start of the Twin Valley League midseason tournament. That'll be a lot of fun to dive into. So here for the next week or so, a lot of these teams jockeying for position in terms of seeding and how that'll play out. We'll know the tournament bracket later on next week. But for now, we got four ranked teams in action tonight. Of course, the girls game coming up in just a few minutes, and then the boys game will follow. Well, let's get you set for the girls contest here tonight. Again, a battle of ranked teams. For the home team, Frankfort, they come in at 4-2 overall. They are 0-2 in Twin Valley League play. They're coming off a loss on Tuesday night at Donovan West. That final was 49-30. For Hanover, they come in ranked number 3 in Class 1A Division 2. They are 5-1 overall and 4-1 in TVL play. Both of these teams looking for a win here tonight as we get you now set for our starting lineups. Of course, our game broadcast here brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Find out more by going online at peru.edu. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you. Let's get you set with the starting lineups for the first of two here tonight from Frankfort High School. We'll start with the visitors from Hanover. Again, number 3 in Class 1A Division 2 in the latest KBCA rankings. They'll go like this. Tessa Losey is a 5'7 sophomore. Allison Juneman, a 5'9 senior. Avery Behrens is a 5'6 senior. Keegan Atkins, a 5'10 junior. And Caitlin Clipp is a 5'10 sophomore. Chris Beekman, the head coach for the Wildcats. They went 13-7 a year ago, 9-5 in the TBL. That was, of course, last season, and then 2 years ago, they had a 22-1 record, and they were a perfect 14-0 in TBL play. So this is a team that knows certainly how to win ball games. So again, for Hanover, it is Losey, Juneman, Behrens, Atkins, and Clipp. For the Wildcats of Frankfort, number 10 ranked team in 1A Division 1 at 4-2, they go like this. Kayla Cornelson is a 5'6 senior. Emma Hardwick, a 5'6 sophomore. Karen Parthamer is a 5'7 junior. Hattie Gross, the leading scorer, 5'9 sophomore. And Lexi Dollinghouse is a 5'9 sophomore. So just one senior in the starting lineup for Frankfort tonight with Cornelson, along with Hardwick, Parthamer, Gross, and Dollinghouse. Brian Ebert, the head coach for the Lady Wildcats, sixth season at the helm. He's compiled 93 wins in his tenure so far as the head coach. Again, just getting set for the opening tip as the starting lineups are being announced. Hanover in the road blue uniforms here tonight. Hanover across the chest, white numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in red, home white for Frankfort tonight. Wildcats across the chest, red numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in black. Great games across our airwaves. Of course, Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KMZA tonight. Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton in Big 7 League action. Sister Station Care 93.7 has a good one tonight with Valley Falls and Jefferson County North. Holton Channel will have Holton at Nemaha Central. And the Sabetha Channel tonight, Royal Valley at Sabetha. If you're tuning in, 92.1 on the airwaves. Appreciate it very much. If you're streaming us online at mscsports.net, we appreciate that as well as we are getting you set for a double dip of a TBL basketball here tonight. They announced that they were going to do the anthem, but it looks like they will do that prior to the boys' game here tonight. So we're getting you set. Frankfort here in the first quarter will go from right to left as you would turn your radio dial down. Hanover would be like turning your volume up. They will go from left to right. So again, thank you for joining us here tonight. We appreciate you very much. Fun, exciting Twin Valley League basketball action, and we're underway in the girls' contest. Hanover has won the opening tip and will control the first possession. Top of the key, it's Clip. Gets it to Atkins on the left wing. Puts it on the dribble once. Skips it here to the near side. That's Losey. Losey averaging 7.8 points per game. Bouncing it to Atkins in the short corner. This is a Hanover team averaging over 54 points per game. Coming off a big win against Lynn on Tuesday night. And then we get a whistle and a traveling call. So a quick turnover forced by the Frankfurt defense. We're off and rolling. Here's Emma Hardwick bringing it up the floor for Frankfurt's first possession. 30 seconds in, no score. Reversing the basketball, right side to Hardwick. They want it into the corner. It's Gross, the leading scorer at 14 a game. Here's Hardwick for three, and it's nothing but net. Emma Hardwick averaging nearly 8 points per game, and Frankfurt's on the board. They lead it 3-0, 45 seconds in. Good start for Frankfurt. Juneman, top of the key, gets it to Atkins. She wants to split two, got caught between the double team. Gets it back out top of the key. It's Losey with it. Holding it high, they want to go inside the Clip, and her shot inside, no good. And a rebound ripped away by Hardwick. Good start for her. 3-0 Frankfurt, over a minute into the first quarter. Second possession here for Frankfurt. Right side to Cornelison, holds it high right now. A zone defense being applied by Hanover. Atkins in the middle, looks like a 3-2 variety. There's a deflected pass and an interception. Turnover by Frankfurt. They get it. 2-on-1 break. Atkins lost the handle, and she's going to be called for a travel. So another turnover by Hanover. Slow start for them. They trail Frankfurt here 3-0, coming up on 90 seconds into the opening quarter. Hanover's defense giving up just 33 points per game, so average win margin is about 21 points per, so they have been dominant so far through six games this season. Nice ball fake there by Hardwick. Gets in the lane. Kicks it back out. Parthamer straight on for three. Missed everything. And a rebound brought down by Caitlin Clip. And then a whistle and a foul underneath against Frankfurt. This will be the first foul of the game on either team. They get this one on Emma Hardwick. 3-0 Frankfurt. 6:12 left. Opening quarter. Just getting going. First of two games tonight here on KMZA. So here's Avery Behrens up the floor, gets it right side to Juneman on the wing, dribbles twice, picks it up, gets it off to Atkins, top of the key. They want to reverse it, stopping high left. It's Losey. Losey bouncing at the Clip. Clip has a good stat line, 8.7 rebounds per game. Keegan Atkins, the leading scorer at 11 points per game. Atkins gets it inside, and it's out of bounds, deflected. It'll stay with Hanover, 5:47 left first quarter, 3-0 Frankfurt. Get our first sub. It's Sydney Wapp, a 5'10 sophomore into the game. Just her second appearance of the season for Frankfurt. Getting some early minutes here tonight against a top three team in Hanover. Atkins top of the key. Handing it off to Losey. Curls to the free throw line. She'll stop and pop. Her shot is short. And a rebound for Kayla Cornelison. And here comes Frankfurt with a 3-0 lead at 5:34 and counting here in the first quarter. Continuing Hanover with the zone defense. Here's Hardwick, gets it left side. This is Hattie Gross, the leading scorer, averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds per game. And she's only a sophomore. Bright future for her here for Frankfurt. Here's Gross, baseline drive, stop and pop. Jay curls in and out, no good. And then we get a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. This will go against Frankfurt. They get this one on Gross. That's her first, team foul number two. Couple subs in for Hanover. We get Macy Holly and also Michelle Zarebnicki, the 5'9 senior. So Zarebnicki and Holly into the game for Hanover. They have still yet to score, coming up on 3 minutes into this game. 3-0 Frankfurt. Here's a three from the left side. That one is no good. Rattles in and out, but an offensive rebound and stick back is up and in for Avery Behrens. Second chance opportunity, and Hanover's on the board. They trail 3-2. 4:50 left first quarter. Right side on the corner, it's Hattie Gross. Top of the key, it's Cornelison. They want it left side on the wing to Emma Hardwick. Now they go to the corner with Gross. Gross back to Hardwick. They reverse the basketball to the top of the key. It's Cornelison. Atkins, top of that 3-2 zone. A lot of length there, causing some early issues in regards to reversing the basketball with some pace. Top of the key, Cornelison. Right side, it's Gross once again, trying to dribble to the elbow. Skips it. Nearly turned it over, but settles into the left corner with Emma Hardwick. Continuing the perimeter passing, they get it to Gross right side. She'll fire a three. That's no good, and she chases down her own rebound and kept the possession alive. They want to go inside. It's Sydney Wapp. Lost the handle, collected, back out top. Here's Cornelison, backside left in the corner. Here's a baseline drive by Hardwick and had it blocked, but a whistle and a foul. 4:02 left here in the first quarter. We get our first free throw attempts. They get the foul on Zarebnicki, who just checked in. That is the first Hanover foul. So Hardwick at the line will shoot two, and she's money on the first. Hardwick, a 59% free throw shooter this season, has all four so far. Second on the way. This one is off to the right side, no good. Rebound brought down by Macy Holly, who just checked into the game. Hanover down 4-2, 3:55 left in this opening quarter. Defense key so far for both of these teams. Here's a straight on three from Holly. They left her open. It was too strong, and a rebound top of the key is ripped away by Sydney Wapp, and then she is fouled. Allison Juneman picks up the foul, her first, team foul number two. So Frankfurt with it in a 4-2 lead just through the halfway point here in the opening quarter. Left side to Cornelison, wants to get it to Wapp on the elbow, kicks it back out top to Gross. They reverse it right side, Hardwick for three. Not this time. Tip to the left corner, Frankfurt trying to chase it down, and they do in the corner. Cornelison saves it, keeps the possession alive. She gets it back into the corner, fires a three, it's an air ball, but an offensive rebound, stick-back try is up and in for Hattie Gross. An and-one opportunity for the 5'9 sophomore. 6-2 Frankfurt, 3:17 left opening quarter. Gross, a 54% foul shooter. As Taryn Parthamer checks back into the game, replacing Dollinghouse. Chance to make it a 5-point lead here in the first quarter. And the free throw rattles off the rim a couple of times and falls through. So a 3-point play for Hattie Gross, and it's a 7-2 Frankfurt lead. 3:12 and counting left here in the first quarter. Atkins, right block, spins into the paint, kicks it up top. Here's Barron, steps into a J, and that gets a kind touch over the rim and falls through. Avery Barron has all four for Hanover. A 7-4 Frankfurt lead under 3 minutes to go here in the first. They're staying in that 3-2 defense. Zone variety for Hanover. Hardwick wants to swing it to the left corner. Here's a three. That's off the rim, no good. And a rebound ripped away off the miss by Macy Holly. Here comes Hanover. 2:40 to go left first quarter, down three. Here's Juneman. This is Anna Juneman, a freshman who has checked in. She gets it here in the right corner. Lefty will fire from three, and that one is good. Anna Juneman, averaging 3 points per game. She knocks down that number with her first shot. Tied at seven, 2:20 to go, first quarter. Short corner right, it's Addie Gross. Gets it to Cornelison. Swings it past Lazy, intercepted by Anna Juneman. She'll go coast to coast and lay it in for two. How about a quick five for Anna Juneman? Second turnover by Frankfurt. And Hanover has taken the lead. It's 9-7. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Short corner right with Gross. A quick stop and pop. Off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath. And Gross is fighting with Holly underneath. And we get a whistle. And I believe it was out of bounds. And it is. So it will be Hanover basketball. A couple subs back into the game. Caitlin Clip checks in. Returns for Hanover. So a 9-7 lead. Clip fires a straight-on three. Nearly banked it in. No good. Rebound Emma Hardwick. So a one-and-done possession for Hanover. They lead it 9-7 under a minute 40 left here in the first quarter. Here's Hardwick in the right corner. They back down on her. She'll fire a three. Made him pay. Emma Hardwick from downtown. She's got a hot start in this one. She's got seven. And Hanover trailing now 10-9. And then we get a whistle and a quick foul underneath. This will be two free throws coming up for Caitlin Clip. So the Frankfurt foul is on Hattie Gross, and that's a big foul because that is her second foul. Caitlin Clip at the line, 52% on the season. And she spins in the first for her first point tonight. And we're tied at 10 with 1:22 to go here in the first quarter. Dollinghouse checks back in, replacing Gross. Second free throw is up, and the second is good. 2-for-2 trip by Caitlin Clip. And Hanover back in front, 11-10, under a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Right side to Cornelison, spins it up top. Hanover stays in the zone. It goes back into the corner to Cornelison. Dribbles once, picks it up, wanting to go inside, but it's not there. Cornelison gets it back in the right corner. She'll fire deep three. That one no good. It's an air ball. Bodies hit the floor. We get a whistle and a jump ball. I believe the possession gives it back to Frankfurt's, and it will. No correction. It will stay with Hanover. No, now they switch it. A little confusion here. It is Frankfurt basketball. They trail by one, 11-10, under a minute to go here in the first quarter. See how they want to play the final 50 seconds here in the first. Hardwick trying to spin. She gets into a double team right side on the wing, but gets it away before a turnover. Parthamer now, her pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Frankfurt. Now 42 seconds remaining in this first quarter. We'll get another sub as Allison Juneman will check back in, replacing Keegan Atkins. A one-point Hanover lead, 11-10, 42 seconds remaining in this first quarter. 7 points for Emma Hardwick to lead the way, 5 for Anna Juneman. They want to go inside to Dollinghouse, and it was tipped away and a steal by Hanover. Beautifully executed two-on-one break, and how about the freshman Anna Juneman finishing another layup? She's got 7 here in the first, and it's 13-10 for Hanover. 23 seconds remaining here in the first. Top of the key to Parthamer, gets it left side. Hardwick for three. This one's well off, no good. And a rebound for Allison Juneman. 13 seconds remaining in the quarter. Thought about popping for three and said skips it left side to Anna Juneman. Now 7 seconds to go. Top of the key, Losey. Now down to four. She fires a deep three. Front rim, no good. A rebound for Frankfurt, and then a whistle and a foul. With just under 2 seconds to go, as Dollinghouse was pushed over after gathering the rebound. They get the foul on Caitlin Clipp. That is her first, and team foul number 4. So not much time here as Frankfurt throws it in, and they're just content on letting the quarter end. So pretty good pace and a good start for both teams. It's Hanover 13, Frankfurt 10 after the first quarter. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Twin Valley League basketball tonight from Frankfurt High School. Hanover girls, a 13-10 lead as we start the second quarter of action. Here's Atkins, gets inside, left it up short with a floater, rebound Frankfurt, and then Atkins rips it away for a steal. Missed shot from the corner, but Hanover gets another opportunity with an Allison Juneman offensive rebound. They go inside, it's Sydney Wapp who puts it up and in. Correction, Caitlin Clipp, who now has 4. 15-10, largest lead for Hanover, just 35 seconds. Into this opening quarter, and then a whistle and a turnover. Kayla Cornelison charged with a carry as she was bringing it up the far sideline, crossing back over to her left. 5 turnovers now by Frankfurt. Hanover gets it back at a 5-point lead early second quarter. Man-to-man defense by Frankfurt. Losey will fire a deep three. This one off the rim, no good, but an offensive rebound. Stick back try up and in for Avery Behrens, who now has 6. And it's a 17-10 Hanover lead, largest lead on either side so far in the ballgame. 60 seconds into this second quarter, 17-10 Hanover. Cornelison right side, puts it on the dribble once, gets it to Wop at the free throw line. Cornelison gets it back in the right corner. Pass deflected near midcourt, but chased down by Sidney Wop. Here's Hardwick. Top of the key. Gets to the free throw line. Bullies her way inside and then kicks it back out to Cornelison on the right wing. They want to bounce pass it inside. They go to Parthamer. She'll turn, fire. Her shot blocked, out of bounds. Good defense there by Caitlin Clip. She's got long arms inside, deflecting that one out of bounds. It stays with Frankfurt. 6:34 left here in the first half. 17-10, Hanover by a touchdown. Top of the key, it's Wop. They leave her open for three. That one is good. How about that? And some emotion as well by Sydney Wop. Her first basket makes it 17-13. Frankfurt now down by just four. Here's Behrens, top of the key to Tessa Losi, the 5'7 sophomore, averaging nearly 8 points per game. Clip gets it to Atkins, left side on the wing. Curls, spins it, gets it back here to the near side. They want to go to Clip inside, a lot of contact, whistle and a foul. They get Sydney Wop. That'll be her first. And Clip going back to the free throw line to shoot two. Both teams now four team fouls here in the first half. First free throw up, spins out, no good. So now Clip is 2 for 3 at the line. She's got 4 points and a couple of rebounds here in the first half. Leading rebounder for Hanover, it's 7 per game, along with 8.5 points. Second one is up, and that one's good. So good start for Caitlin Clip. She's got 5 points and a couple of rebounds. 18-13 our score. Hanover's lead is 5. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. They get it to Wop at the free throw line. She turns and fires, misses everything. Might have been deflected, but it's saved underneath by Atkins. And Hanover bringing it back up the floor, and head coach Chris Beichman wants to take a timeout. So at 5:50 to go here in the first half, get our first timeout. We'll see if it's a 30 or minute variety. It's a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. So Hanover led 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. The lead now is 18-13, just under 6 minutes to go until halftime. Hanover's leading scorer, the 5'7 freshman, Anna Judeman. She's got 7, 6 by Avery Behrens, and then 5 from Caitlin Clip. Frankfurt scoring, Emma Hardwick with 7. Hattie Gross has 3. Sydney Wop has 3 as well. Brandon Tamman with you. Kirk Kilman back in his studio doing a bang-up job as always. So out of the timeout, Wop, Hardwick, Cornelison, also Dollinghouse, and Parthamer in the game for Frankfurt. So Hanover with it, a 5-point lead, 18-13, under 5:50 to go here in the first half. Good pass inside. Atkins got knocked down from behind, and she will shoot two, nearly had an and one. Beautiful entry pass inside. Leave the fouls on Hardwick. That is going to be her second. So this will put Keegan Atkins to the line. Leading score for Hanover, 11 points per game. The 5'10 junior finally on the board. She knocks in the first free throw. 67% free throw shooter. As a team, Hanover shoots it at a 61% clip. Atkins also averaging nearly 5 rebounds. And 4 steals. She missed the second free throw. And the rebound by Parthamer. And here comes Frankfurt down 6. 19-13 our score. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. There's Wop for 3 left side. That one's no good. And a rebound brought down by Avery Behrens. She'll take it coast to coast. A floater in the lane. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. I think a foul's going to be called against Hanover. They get this one on Caitlin Clip going over the back. And that'll be her second. Team foul number 5. 5:19 to go, second quarter, 19-13, Hanover by 6. Michelle Zarebnicki back in the game. Macy Holly checks back in as well for Hanover. They lead it by 6. Hardwick thought about pulling for 3. This time a 3 from the right wing is no good, but Wop gets the miss. Second chance opportunity there is no good. And a rebound by Keegan Atkins. Here comes Hanover the other way, and now a scrum for the basketball as it gets knocked away, and we get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession will give it back to Frankfurt. So a turnover by Hanover. Exactly 5 minutes to go until halftime. 19-13 our score. Hanover leads it by 6. Hanover ranked number 3 in Class 1A Division 2. Frankfurt number 10 in Class 1A Division 1. Here's Wop again from the short corner left, and a 17-foot J is pure. Sydney Wop with 5 points, and the lead is 4 for Hanover at 19-15. They want to go inside. Wop gets a hand on it and forces a turnover as Cornelison comes away with the steal. Here comes Frankfurt back up the floor. Hardwick top of the key, left side to Cornelison, looking towards the corner, now skips it right wing. Here's Hardwick holding it high, puts it at the chest, and into the corner now with Wop, who's covered by Atkins. Nearly forcing a steal, there's a deflection, and there is a steal. Atkins, good defense there, forcing the TO. Here's Zarebnicki with it, top of the key. They want to reverse the basketball here to Allison Juneman. Baseline, she'll drive and draws the contact and the foul. This will be team foul number 6 against Frankfurt. I think they get this one on Dollinghouse. They do. That's her first. So Hanover in the bonus the rest of the first half. A couple subs in for both teams. Braylee Everts, a 5'8 freshman, is checked in for Frankfurt. Has appeared in all but one game this year. Here's Atkins at the elbow. Thought about a quick drive. Here's Zarebnicki. We'll step in for a three from the right corner. That one's good. Michelle Zarebnicki knocks in a triple for Hanover, and the lead is 7 at 22-15. 3:53 left until halftime. Left corner, it's Ebert. First touch of the game for her, just checking in. Hanover stays in the zone defense. We've seen it the entire first half. Cornelison left side on the wing. The top of the key, it's Tana Stowell, who just checked in as well. Cornelison makes a move to the elbow, and then a whistle and a foul against Frankfurt, or correction, Hanover. They get this one on Losey. That's her first. Both teams now in the bonus the rest of the half. 3:35 left here in the second, 22-15. It's a 7-point Hanover lead. Hardwick to throw it in underneath their own bucket. To the top of the key, it goes to Cornelison. Spins, gets it left wing. Now Cornelison gets it back. A three, it's there. It's no good, just left it too strong, and then a battle for the board underneath, ripped away by Macy Holly. Hanover trying to push the pace, they get it far corner, nearly a turnover, but they get it back to the top with Atkins. Losey right side, no Hezzy on a three, left it short, rebound Cornelison. Here comes Frankfurt, we'll slow it down a little bit, they trail by 7, 22-15, coming up on the final 3 minutes here in the second quarter. Cornelison, high left now, it goes to Hardwick, puts it on the dribble once, looks right, goes back left in the corner to Cornelison. They play a little back and forth with it. Now Hardwick spins in the lane and then is bumped, and they're going to call an offensive foul. They get Everts on an illegal screen. So it's the 7th turnover. It's the first foul against Everts. So Hanover gets it back, leading 22-15, under 3 minutes to go here in the second. So Losey brings it across the timeline, angles right, gets it over here, right side to Anna Juneman. Freshman's had a good first half with 7 points. Left side to Zarebnicki, they go into the corner, Tessa Losey now, back to the top with Juneman, puts it on the dribble a couple times, picks it up, right side on the wing to Allison Juneman. Michelle Zarebnicki in the right corner. Now Atkins top of the key, surveys the defense, gets to the elbow, hands it off to Anna Juneman. Gets it off the Losey left side. They want to go over the top. Pass to Atkins. Nearly had it turned over, and Atkins trying to get it back out, and she throws it into the seat. So a turnover by Hanover. So Frankfurt gets it back. 2:18 left until halftime. 22-15. The Hanover lead is 7. The largest lead of the game so far by either team. Frankfurt jumped out to a 7-2 lead. Hanover's controlled the pace since. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Frankfurt. 2:07 left here in the second. Hardwick, the leading scorer for Frankfurt with 7. Anna Juneman, the freshman, 7 for Hanover. Avery Behrens checks back in for Hanover. 22-15 our score. Hanover by 7. They get it into the right corner with Stowell. Thought about a 3, turns it down, gets it inside. Now Stowell gets it back, fires along 2, just grazed the front of the rim. No good, and then we're going to get a jump ball underneath. And the tie-up will give it back to Hanover. So Hanover gets it back, 22-15 their lead, under 2 minutes to go here until halftime. Here's Behrens, who just checked back in, fires the pass into the right corner with Anna Juneman. Skips it to Losey, left corner now, who fires a three, and that one is pure. Tessa Losey on the board, her first bucket, a triple variety, and the lead now 10, 25-15, largest lead of the game. Into the right corner, it goes to Stillwell, and reverse the basketball, Hardwick. Beautiful entry pass to Gross inside, turns into a triple team, has to get rid of it. Now Stillwell, a right corner three, was knocked down, contact no call, and Atkins the rebound. They want to get it up the floor. Hanover kind of slows the pace. Nice extra pass, far side layup, good. Anna Juneman with nine and a timeout, Brian Eberts. 27-15, the lead is 12. I think it's a full timeout. If so, we'll follow suit. No, it is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. So a run right now by Hanover. They led by three at the end of one. They have pushed it to 12. Largest lead of the game, 27-15 our score. Balanced across the board. Anna Juneman leads all scorers with nine. Avery Behrens has six. Caitlin Klipp with five for Hanover. Seven for Emma Hardwick to lead the way for Frankfurt. Also five for Sydney Wapp and three by Hattie Gross. 1:16 left until halftime. 27-15 our score. Hanover's lead is 12. So out of the timeout, Frankfurt with the basketball. See if they can win this final 76 seconds. Take a little momentum into the halftime break. Stay tuned for the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. Get you caught up on the stats and some scores if we got them from around the area. Good slate of basketball. Another Friday night. High school hoops here across our great airwaves. Here's Cornelison, dribbles into the right corner. Atkins does a great job keeping her contained to the left side. Here's Hardwick from three. Well contested, no good. It missed everything, and Anna Juneman gets the rebound for Hanover. She'll bring it up the floor herself, gets it off to Avery Behrens. She'll back things up. Now into the right corner to Allison Juneman. Atkins, top of the key, looking inside, gets to the free throw line and hands it off to Anna Juneman. Final 40 seconds here in the second quarter. Here's Atkins, left side on the wing. Skips it here, free throw line extended to Anna Juneman, who backs it out top of the key. Looks like Hanover might be content to waste this final 30 seconds and get the final shot of the quarter. Atkins looks up at the clock and understands there's still plenty of time. 20 seconds to go. Avery Behrens with it. Down to 15 seconds. Back to Atkins, who goes right back to Behrens, right side. Now Atkins top of the key, Anna Juneman left side. Once Atkins on a cut, tip pass, and it's intercepted, and then a whistle and a foul. This will give Frankfurt an opportunity at a 1-1 with 6.5 seconds to go. So Keegan Atkins picks up the foul. That's her second, team foul number 7. So it's Hattie Gross to shoot a 1-1 with just 6.5 seconds remaining in this second quarter. 27-15, the Hanover lead is 12. Gross, a 54% free throw shooter. She's 1-for-1 tonight, and she'll get the bonus as she knocks in the first. So she's got 4 points, and is 2-for-2 at the line. Gross, the 5'9 sophomore, 14 points and 7 rebounds per game. She averages about 3.5 steals as well, so the numbers are solid. As she spins in the second, so she goes 2-for-2. She's got 5, and now 5 seconds to go. Here comes Avery Behrens up the floor, and then she pushes off, and it's going to be an offensive foul with just 2 seconds to go. 7 turnovers in the game by Hanover. So Behrens picks up her first. It's team foul number 8. Frankfurt tries to get it in. They do to Wapp. They get it to Gross, who has a half-court shot that's an air ball. And actually might have grazed the front of the net, no good, and we've hit halftime. Girls contest through 16 minutes. Hanover, a 10-point lead at 27-17 here at Frankfurt. Halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Halftime next. Keep it locked. MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here. Girls contest from Frankfurt. Hanover a 10-point lead at 27-17. Thanks for tuning in tonight. 92.1 KMZA, also online at mscsports.net. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. 16 minutes in the books. Hanover had a 13-10 lead after one quarter. They extended that out to 10 with a 14-7 advantage in the second quarter. They lead it 27-17. Let's get you the first half numbers. We'll start with Hanover tonight. Leading scorer, how about Anna Juneman, the 5'7 freshman who came in averaging just over 3 points per game. She had 9 in the first half to lead all scores. They got 6 from Avery Behrens. They got 5 from Caitlin Clip. They got 3 apiece from Tessa Losey and Michelle Zarebnicki. And then they got 1 point from Keegan Atkins. So you look up, the leading scorer, Keegan Atkins, averaging 11 points per game, and she was held to just 1 point at halftime, but still down 10 is Frankfurt. For Frankfurt, they were led in scoring by Emma Hardwick, who had 7, Hattie Gross with 5. She was perfect 3-for-3 at the free throw line, and then they also got 5 from Sydney Wapp off the bench, who's just played now in her second game of the season. Both teams with 7 first half turnovers. Hanover out rebounding Frankfurt 14-11, and both teams fairly efficient from the free throw line. Hanover was 4 out of 6, and Frankfurt was 4 out of 5. 27-17, our halftime score. We'll continue our coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course on the road, or at home. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Brandon Chadman, Kirk Hillman with you from Frankfort High School. Twin Valley League basketball girls game at the half. Hanover with a 27-17 lead. Well, if you stay tuned in, we got an exciting boys game that will follow our girls contest featuring the number one ranked team in Class 1A Division II in Hanover. Of course, the defending state champions are off to an undefeated start, and they have won 27 straight games since last season. Their lone loss a year ago was against Centralia in December. They closed out with the state title, winning 21 straight, and they have won their first six here in 21-22. So Hanover has been dominant, and they get a scrappy Frankfort team tonight who comes in at number 7 in Class 1A Division 1. They are 5-1 and 2-0. Frankfort, they come in on four straight wins. They took care of Donovan West Tuesday night, 46-29. Hanover looking to replicate what they did to Lynn on Tuesday, hanging up 81 points in an 81-24 victory. Their average margin of victory through six games is roughly 24 points per game. But don't count out this Frankfort team. Head coach Ben Steinlage in his second season has a 20-7 record. So he certainly has the best of his Frankfort Wildcats, and they will have a tall task here tonight at home with the number one team in 1A D2 in Hanover. So stay tuned for what should be a fantastic boys game between two of the top teams in Class 1A. Our girls score at the half. Hanover 27, Frankfort 17. Final minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called rate lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Coming at you from Frankfort High School, Battle of the Wildcats as we're getting set for the second half of our girls' contest. Hanover on the road, a 10-point lead at 27-17. Kirk Hillman back in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Thanks for tuning in. Of course, we got other games across our great airwaves as well. Perry LeCompton at Hiawatha, Pick 7 matchup on 103.9 KNZA. Sabetha Channel with Royal Valley at Sabetha. Holton Channel, Holton at Nemaha Central. Care 93.7, Valley Falls at JCM. So we're back. Second half is underway. We switch sides of the floor. Frankfort with the basketball. Deflected pass inside, out of bounds. It'll stay with Frankfort. Starting the second half, down 10. Looks like both teams riding with both starters. Both groups of starters, as they did at the beginning of the game. So Hardwick left side of her own backboard, chucks it up high left and near the corner, but back out towards the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Parthamer, hands it off to Cornelison. 20 seconds into this third quarter, 27-17, Hanover by 10. Cornelison with a nice ball fake, splits a defender, had it knocked away, but saved in the left corner by Parthamer. Parthamer gets it to Cornelison, left corner for three. Clipped the side of the backboard, no good. Losey the rebound. Here's Losey. Thought about a transition three, instead picks up the dribble, skips it high right to Avery Behrens. Behrens goes over the top back into the corner to Allison Judiman, who drives baseline. Had a shot partially blocked, but Caitlin Clip right there to clean up the trash and puts it in for two and is fouled. Caitlin Clip now with 7 points. She'll go to the free throw line to try to cap off an old-fashioned three-point play. Hardwick picks up her second foul. Clip at the line, now 4 for 5 after she completes the three-point play, and the 5'10 sophomore has 8 points. It's a 13-point lead at 30-17 for Hanover. There's a deflected pass and then a steal by Losey. She'll take it coast-to-coast. Her layup is no good. Atkins is there, and she puts it up and in. Keegan Atkins, her first field goal. She's got three and a 5-0 start for Hanover here in the third quarter. And then we get a whistle and a foul on the floor. I believe this one against Atkins. The look on her face says it all. Not much contact. She kind of laps it off. That's her third. So the lead for Hanover is 15 at 32-17. 6:48 left here in the third quarter. Hardwick, her pass deflected, and Atkins comes away with the steal. Two early turnovers here in the third by Frankfurt. Here's Juneman for three, left it short, battle for the rebound, ripped away by Atkins, and another opportunity here for Hanover, second chance, left side, Juneman giving her room, doesn't shoot the three, instead they go to Atkins inside, little 10-foot J, no good, battling for her own miss, and then she gets her own miss and keeps the possession alive, so another opportunity here for Atkins, and then a deflected pass, and a shot inside is no good, and a rebound for Hattie Gross. Chris Beichmann wanted a foul, didn't get the call. Frankfurt with it down 15, 32-17, coming up on 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. Top of the key, Parthamer holds it high, puts it on the dribble once, picks it up, Cornelison right wing. Quick pass, Gross inside, turns, fires, and hits it with the floater. And if that's on Atkins, that's going to be her fourth. And it is on Keegan Atkins, that is her fourth foul. With 5:57 to go here in the third, and she is not happy. And we get a full timeout, so Atkins going to have to go off the floor with four fouls. A timeout on the floor, we'll take one as well. 5:57 left third quarter. Right now it is a 13-point Hanover lead at 32-19. They've kind of screwed up the scoreboard here. 32-19 our score. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account. So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Hattie Groves completes the three-point play. She's got 8 points, 32-20, Hanover by 12. Under 6 minutes to go until halftime, and an air ball three by Macy Holly is going to give it right back to Frankfurt. So 5:47 left third quarter, 32-20, a 12-point advantage for Hanover. Frankfurt bringing it up the floor. Cornelison right side on the wing. Bouncing it to Gross at the free throw line. Cornelison gets it right back. Ball fake. Drives baseline. Nice bounce pass to Gross for a long two. That one no good. Battle for the rebound. Tipped out to the three-point line. Cornelison comes away with it. So Frankfurt resets, second chance opportunity. Top of the key with Hardwick, a deep three. That one's short, rebound Hanover. Here comes Hanover up the floor. It's Barron's right side. They go inside, and the jump shot attempt is no good inside. A whistle and a foul. It was Macy Holly who got her own miss at a second chance opportunity. Looks like this is on the putback, so Holly's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Hardwick picks up her third foul, team foul number two on Frankfurt. As Holly's first free throw is strong, no good. She's a 57% free throw shooter. Last year, Hanover went 13-7, 9-5 in the TBL. Holly misses both, and a rebound by Parthamer. Missed opportunity there. Frankfurt down 12, 32-20. There's Gross inside. A little baby floater with the right hand is good. She's into double figures with 10, and the lead is 10 for Hanover at 32-22. Clock moving, 4:50 to go here in the third. Here's Losey with it, high right. Backs up a little bit, swings a bounce pass into the right corner. Nice ball fake by Juneman, but she's going to be called for a travel. Anna Juneman, the freshman who had 9 in the first half, checks back in. So a 10-point Hanover lead at 32-22, 4:40 and counting third quarter. Frankfurt with it, right side, it's Parthamer. They want to go inside to Wap, who turns around and nearly banked it in. Tim Duncan would have been pleased, and then we get a whistle and a foul. Macy Holly collected the rebound, looking for an outlet. And Frankfurt picks up the foul. This one, I believe, against on Hardwick, so that's going to be her fourth. So Emma Hardwick now, looks like she'll come out next dead ball with the four fouls. Here's Holly, right side. Good pass to Zarebnicki in the corner for three, buries it. Michelle Zarebnicki, her second three. She's got six, and the lead back to 13 at 35-22, nearing the halfway point here in quarter three. Here's Wap, another turnaround. Jay hits the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound for Zarebnicki. Here comes Hanover with a 13-point lead at the halfway point here in quarter number three. Anna Juneman, a baseline drive. Floater with the left hand. Tip back out after the miss. Battle for the rebound. And bodies hit the floor. And we get a whistle and a foul. Looks like they're going to get Losey with the foul. That would be her second. So again, Hardwick now out with the four fouls as Dollinghouse checks back in for her. Chris Beichmann wanted a jump ball call there. Did not get it. Losey gets charged with the foul. So Frankfurt with it, down 13. Here's Cornelison, a right wing three. That one is money. Big shot. Kayla Cornelison, her first basket. And the lead is 10. 35-25 Hanover. 3:35 clock moving third quarter. And then there's a long pass deflected out of bounds, but it was last touched by Hanover, so a turnover. Second turnover here in the second half by Hanover. A couple subs into the game. Allison Judeman checks back in. Avery Barron's back into the game as well. They'll still sit now in a 2-3 zone. It's a 10-point Hanover lead at 35-25. We got 3.5 minutes left here in the third. Cornelison with some pace brings it up the floor. Right side to Gross. Back to Cornelison. Straight on three. This one's strong. Rebound tipped. And still tipped. And finally Hanover comes away with it with Anna Judeman. Judeman coast to coast, good pass to the far side, missed layup on the far side, and a rebound for Hattie Gross. Here comes Frankfurt down 10. She steps into a transition three, left it short, barely grazed the front of the rim. Ball gets tipped all the way near half court and out of bounds. And it will be Frankfurt basketball. No correction, it will go back to Hanover. So Hanover gets it back, 3 minutes left here, third quarter. They lead it by 10, 35-25. Here's Barron's top of the key, directing traffic. Gets it off to Allison Juneman, who thought about stepping into a three. Instead, here's a left corner three. That is good by Michelle Zarebnicki, who has 3 threes and 9 points. Lead back to 13. Timeout, Frankfurt. 2:46 left, third quarter. 38-25, Hanover. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. We'll take a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale.
We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
2:46 left third quarter in our girls' contest. Road team Hanover, a 38-25 lead. Some other scores in the TBL. These are halftime scores. Donovan West leading Washington County, 31-14. Centralia leads Lynn by 12, 26-14. Also Clifton Clyde, a 31-17 lead against Axtell. All those games at the half. So Frankfort with the basketball out of the timeout. Cornelison left corner, now top of the key. Lazy pass intercepted. It's Anna Juneman coast to coast. Layup is off the rim. No good. She missed it. Wish she had that one back. And then Frankfort immediately turns it back over. And a layup is good by Hanover. I believe it was Allison Juneman who got that one. Her first basket. And the lead is 15 at 40-25. It's the largest lead of the game for Hanover. Coming up on 2 minutes left here in the third, 40-25. Here's Wop, top of the key, a long deuce. That one well off the mark, no good. Rebound for Macy Holly. Holly's not scored, but she's collected six rebounds tonight. They skip it here left side. They leave Anna Juneman open for three. This one too strong, tipped a couple of times, and it looks like Hanover came down with it, and Frankfort's going to be called for a foul. Good offensive rebound there by Michelle Zarebnicki. And they'll keep the possession, the foul is on Frankfort's Lexi Dollinghouser, second. Team foul number four. Minute 46 left here in the third. It's a 15-point Hanover lead. They got the basketball. Here's Holly, left elbow. Now top of the key to Anna Juneman. Left side it goes to Behrens, who dribbles in between the rings out high. Anna Juneman right side on the wing. They're very stacked inside on this zone. They're giving up threes. Here's another one by Juneman. That one no good, but Macy Holly gets the rebound. Her pass is tipped, and then a shot is up and no good. And then we're going to get a whistle after the missed shot, and another jump ball is going to be called. And possession keeps it with Hanover with a minute 21 left here in this third quarter, and they lead it by 15 at 40-25. Over the top pass to Avery Behrens on the right wing. They go inside. Holly's shot is no good. Backside rebound by Dollinghouse. Here comes Frankfort up the floor. Final 70 seconds here in the third quarter. 15-point Hanover lead. Left side for Parthamer. Holds it high. One dribble. Wants to skip it. Pass deflected, but Cornelison gets it back. She's doubled, but gets it away for Gross. Nice ball fake. Steps in, and a whistle and a foul on the jump shot. We'll put Hattie Gross to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Hanover foul on Anna Juneman, her first. Team foul number four. So Hattie Gross back to the line. She's leading Frankfort right now with 10 points. She's a perfect 4-for-4 at the line. She's also got four rebounds. 57 seconds left here in the third. First free throw up, and the first one is good. So Gross came in as a 54% free throw shooter on the season. She's a perfect 5-for-5 and has 11 points. 40-26, and over by 14. 57 seconds remaining in the third. Second free throw up, and the second is good. So 12 points, the lead all scores. Addie Gross put her team down 13 at 40-27. Final 50 seconds here in the third quarter. Here's Anna Juneman, top of the key, left side on the wing it goes to Losey. Losey curls around the arc and backs up. Beautiful pass. Juneman with the cut inside. She missed the layup, but Cliff gets the rebound, and she'll go back to the line to shoot a pair after she's fouled on the second chance opportunity. The foul on Lexi Dollinghouse, her third. Stops the clock at just under 37 seconds remaining. So Caitlin Clip at the line to shoot a pair. First one is up. She left it short. She's now 4-of-6 at the line with 8 points and four rebounds tonight. The lead is 13 for Hanover at 40-27. Second free throw on the way. That one rattles in. 9 points for Caitlin Clip. Final 35 seconds to go here in the third. Hanover's lead is 41-27. Rogers, Parthamer, shaded left on the wing, into the corner it goes with Gross, ball fake, baseline drive, floater, left it short, rebound Hanover. Allison Judeman collects and delivers to Losey. They work up the floor, and a Judeman left corner three, it's an air ball. Backside rebound though for Hattie Gross, final 10 seconds to go here in the third. Gross, top of the key, looks up at the clock, 6 seconds left, Parthamer. Ball fake, gets it off to Cornelison, 3 seconds left. Now just 1 second, Cornelison doesn't look at the time, and that's the end of the quarter. Frustration from Brian Everts and the head coach as they're unable to get a shot up in time, and we head to the final 8 minutes. Through three quarters in the girls' contest, Hanover 41, Frankfurt 27. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
After living through another year in a pandemic, there's a real need to take a compassionate look at self-development and our mental health in 2022. We are proud to offer mental health therapy services here at home. Kaylee Patton-Dieters provides individual, couple, and family therapy. If you're struggling with your mental health, we are here to provide you support and help you find the tools to improve your mental health and increase your resiliency. Contact your primary care physician today at 785-336-6107 for a referral. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. Fourth quarter underway in our girls' contest. Does Frankfurt have a push in them? Their home floor, they trail Hanover 41-27. Frankfurt with the ball to start the fourth. Zone defense by Hanover and Neil Steele. Near steal, Cornelison steps into a long two, no good. Atkins is back in, who has four fouls. She collects the rebound for Hanover. Here's Barron's, a baseline drive. Beautiful pass into Cliff, and she's fouled. Nearly got it to go, but Caitlin Cliff will go back to the line to shoot two more. 7:34 left in the ballgame. 41-27 Hanover. Cliff to the line to shoot two. She's got 9 points, four rebounds. Foul on Hattie Gross. That's her third. Cliff's first free throw up and is good. And she's into double figures with 10. 42-27. Lead is 15 for Hanover. Second free throw on the way. That one is off, no good. Tipped into the hands of Barron, who missed the layup. And then we get a near jump ball, but it's ripped away by Hattie Gross. So a missed opportunity there for Hanover to get an extra bucket. Their lead is 15, but Frankfurt with it. 42-27 our score. Gross inside on two defenders, lays it up and in. Hattie Gross, 14, right on her season average. But her team is down 13, 42-29. Not quite a minute into this fourth and final quarter. Barron's right side corner, Allison Judeman, clip at the elbow. Right back to Judeman in the right corner. Dribbles towards the elbow, stops there, hands it off to Barron's, curling towards the short corner right. Now gets it off to Losey, backs out high right. Comes back here near side left. Man-to-man defense by the Wildcats. Nice defense there by Cornelison. Gets it off to Avery Barron's, who gets it into the corner. Here's a wide open three. That's no good. And Cliff able to get the rebound for Hanover. Keep it alive and put it up and in. Cliff has had a heck of a ball game now. 12 points and 5 rebounds. Lead back to 15, 44-29. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Hardwick, a deep range three. Too strong, rebound Hanover. Barron's with it. She'll push the pace far side. Beautiful feed inside, and the layup is good. Allison Schuteman on the end from Barron's, and it's 46-29. The lead is 17 with just over 6 minutes to go. Hanover outscored Frankfurt 14-10 in the third. Led it by 14. The lead now 17. Here's Parthamer left corner, Gross at the free throw line, gets it off to Hardwick, turns down a three, gets it short corner for Parthamer, her shot too strong, backside rebound collected there by Allison Judeman. Here comes Hanover, kind of slowing the pace now with the lead and just over 5:40 to go. Here's another three attempt from the left side, that one no good, tipped up and out of bounds, and it stays with Hanover, last touch by Frankfurt. Macy Holly back into the game for Hanover. She will replace Allison Juneman. So we got 5:35 left in the game. The lead is 46-29 for Hanover. And we get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. I believe it's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Tonight's broadcast presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Find out more online by visiting peru.edu. Just past the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Our boys' contest coming up next between two ranked teams, all four of these teams tonight in the latest KBCA rankings. The Frankfort girls, number 10 in 1A-D1. The Hanover girls are number 3 in 1A-D2. And then the boys' rankings, Hanover the number 1 team, and Frankfort is number 7. Crucial Twin Valley League games tonight. Hanover, really since the first quarter, have just been slowly kind of grinding this game down and slowly have built this lead. And right now, it's their ball out of the timeout with the 46-29 lead. 5:35 left in the ballgame. Losey to throw it in, gets it to the elbow to Holly, backs it out, wants Atkins inside. Beautiful over-the-top pass, and the layup is good. Keegan Atkins, the leading scorer, who's been quiet tonight, has 4 fouls, but now with 5 points, and it's now a 19-point lead, 48-29. Under 5:20 to go. Hardwick to Cornelison, a quick 3, nearly banked it in, battle for the rebound, Hardwick gets it, keeps it alive, puts it back up, her shot no good, whistle and a foul's going to be on Hanover. This should be on Holly on the rebound attempt, so they get Holly over the back. So Frankfort keeps it. Michelle Zarebnicki is back into the game, replacing Clip, who's had a good game tonight with 12 points and 5 rebounds. Frankfort with it. Here is Hattie Gross, a quick shot. Deep 2, that one's good. Hattie Gross trying to keep her team alive. She's got 16, but a long way to go. It's 48-31. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Atkins right corner, open for 3. Yes. And a smile on her face to boot. Keegan Atkins with a quick 5. She's got 8, and the lead is 20. 51-31 with under 4:45 to go. Here's Hardwick for 3, and she'll answer. Emma Hardwick into double figures with 10, and we get a whistle and a timeout by Brian Ebert. 4:37 left in the ballgame. 51-34. It is a full timeout. We'll step aside. Again, 4.5 minutes to go. 51-34 is the Hanover lead. Back in a tight 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Hanover beats the Frankfort press with ease, and Atkins gets an easy bucket. And then on the other end, another 3 is up and in by Emma Hardwick, who now has 13. The score right now, 53-37. Here's a steal by Frankfort. And Cornelison takes it up and in with the right hand. Nice little spurt here by Frankfort. Halfway through the fourth, it's 53-39. Hanover, another turnover, a near turnover. Finally, they get it up the floor. It's Holly with it. She'll spin through 2. Nicely done, and she lays it in. Macy Holly with a big bucket. That's her first basket tonight. And a wild sequence. 55-39. The lead is 16 for Hanover. 3:37. Clock moving, fourth quarter. Here's Gross. Difficult shot inside over a couple defenders, and it goes through. Hattie Gross with 18. Frankfort turning up the pressure here in the full court defensively. 55-41 is the Hanover lead. Here's Losey, thought about a three, turns it down, gets it off to Behrens, who drives to the short corner right, left her feet, shot is up and short, and the rebound picked up far side by Parthamer. So here comes Frankfurt, Parthamer far side, nearly had it knocked away and out of bounds, but kept it alive. Coming up on 3 minutes to go. Does Frankfurt have one more push in them? They're down 55-41. Here's Cornelison right side, thought about a three, Atkins closing out quickly, pass tip. Cornelison gets it back, right wing three, yes! Cornelison has 8 points all here in the second half, and the lead is 11, but Frankfurt doesn't get back, and Atkins is going to get an easy layup. 12 now for Atkins, it's a 13-point lead, 57-44. We got 2:35 left in the game, and there's a tip pass and a steal by Hanover. So now Hanover will slowly walk things up, and Chris Beichmann, the head coach, has seen enough of that pace, and he'll call a quick 30. So a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. 2:29 left in the game. Hanover leads it 57-44. Kirk Gilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, we'll close this game out. We'll have our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll announce our player of the game as well, and then we'll send it back to the studio, depending on time, for a few minutes, and then get you set for the boys' contest tonight, which should be a dandy. So I want to give a lot of credit here to Frankfurt tonight. One, for the good crowd that's packing in right now, but also for this Frankfurt girls team who is showing a lot of heart battling. Could have let it get away when it got to a 20-point lead nearly, but they have fought back. It's a 13-point lead, but they have gone bang-bang with this Hanover team the last couple of minutes. They're certainly making things difficult for Hanover to close this game out. So Hanover out of the timeout with the ball, 57-44. Their lead is 13, under 2.5 minutes to go. Obviously, things are going to slow down a little bit as Atkins gets it in the left corner. They get it to Atkins right back, and she has no hesitation on a three. She left it just a bit short, and a rebound for Hattie Gross. So Hattie Gross putting together a real nice night for Frankfurt. Frankfurt needs a bucket here. They go to WAP inside over a double team. Her shot is short. Might have been partially tipped, and a rebound for Behrens. So Hanover gets it right back. We're now under 2 minutes to go. Their lead is 13 at 57-44. Here's Zarebnik. He fires a long two, left it short. Rebound Hanover. So Juneman collects the offensive rebound. Another opportunity, but we're down to 145. Frankfurt's going to have to turn up the pressure here defensively. And right when I say that, they don't. Hanover throws a lazy pass that goes out of bounds. And Hanover turns it over. They're second here in the quarter. So Frankfurt gets it back with a minute 40 to go and trailing 57-44. They need a bucket quickly. Here's Cornelison right side. She'll fire an open three, left it short. And battle for the rebound underneath, collected by Losey. Pressured by Gross, but they get it up the floor to Atkins. Now down to 1:23 left in the game. Hanover will back things out and slow it down. So here's Behrens, long pass into the right corner to Atkins. Free throw line. It's Juneman, want to work it inside, and the pass deflected and intercepted. Here comes Frankfurt, as Hardwick had it knocked away. Throws it here to the near side corner. Hardwick gets it back. Here's a three on the way. Short, rebound Hanover. Minute left in the game. 57-44, the Hanover lead. Now it's looking pretty good, and there's a whistle and a foul. That is a hard foul by Hattie Gross. Good sportsmanship. Helping her up as Gross knocked down Behrens. And that will put Behrens to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. So 54 seconds remain. Gross picks up her fourth. 57-44, the Hanover lead. Avery Behrens, 6 points and 6 rebounds tonight. She's a very good free throw shooter. 75% on the season. First one is up, and that one is good. So Behrens earns the bonus. She's got 7. 58-44, the Hanover lead is 14. So Hanover looking to win their 6th straight game. Second free throw in and out, no good. Another rebound for Hattie Gross, close to a double-double tonight. But again, just 45 seconds remain. WAP inside, shot up no good, but she draws the foul. Just under 45 seconds left. So WAP, who had a nice little spark in the first half, been rather quiet since, will go to the line to shoot two. Michelle Zarebnicki, the foul. WAP to the line to shoot two. She's got 5 points, couple of rebounds. First free throw is up and good. 58-45. The lead is 13 now for Hanover, which is 45 seconds to go. Lopp will have a second free throw on the way, and that one's off the rim, no good. Atkins the rebound for Hanover. She'll collect it and get it across the floor herself, and good defense there by Wop, and it's knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Hanover, which is 38 seconds remaining. The lead is 13 at 58-45. Frankfurt has kept themselves in the game, but it might fall short tonight. Full timeout called by Hanover. We'll step aside as well. 38 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Hanover 58, Frankfurt 45. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
92.1 FM KMZA.
So out of the timeout, Frankfurt got a steal, missed a three. Hanover got the rebound, and Avery Behrens was fouled, so she is at the line to shoot a 1-1, which is 24 seconds remaining in the game. Behrens' free throw is up, strong, no good. Rebound for Hattie Gross. So just 20 seconds to go, but it's a 13-point Hanover lead. Here's Sydney Wop from downtown. Has had no hesitation tonight shooting. There's a offensive rebound and put back try by Hardwick, and then Atkins getting that miss and is fouled with 12 seconds to go. So Hanover's going to win this one. They're going to improve to 6-1 overall. That'll be their sixth straight win, 5-1 in TVL play. Hanover will drop their third straight after a 4-0 start to the season. They'll be 4-3 with an 0-3 mark in TVL play. Atkins at the line to shoot, and the first free throw is good. So the leading scorer, Atkins, had just 1 point at halftime. She's got 12 here in the second half for 13 in the game. The lead is 14 now, 59-45. And the second free throw is short. Hattie Gross with that, collecting another rebound with a solid double-double tonight. But it's going to be all for naught. Here's a desperation heave and a miss, and Atkins gets the rebound. Final seconds run off the clock, and that's going to do it for the girls' contest. And the number three ranked Hanover Wildcats get the win by a final score. Well, they just took the score off the board quickly. They won it by 14. 59-45 was the final score. Back in a moment for our postgame coverage, of course, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our postgame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. First game down, one more to go. It's the Hanover girls defeating Frankfurt tonight. Final score was 59-45, a 14-point win for Hanover. They improved to 6-1 overall, now six straight wins after their opening game loss to Centralia back in early December. They're 5-1 in TVL play. Frankfurt, after four straight wins to start the year, have lost three straight. Frankfurt now 4-3 and 0-3 in TVL play. To get you caught up on the stats from tonight's game, we'll start with Hanover, who got the win tonight. Pretty balanced. They had eight girls score, led by Keegan Atkins, the 5'10 junior, held to just 1 point in the first half. She finishes with a double-double, 13 points and 10 rebounds. Caitlin Clipp, the 5'10 sophomore off the bench, with 12 points and 5 rebounds. They also got 9 points apiece from Michelle Zarebnicki, who had 3 threes. Anna Judeman had 9, all of which in the first half. They got 7 from Avery Behrens. They got 4 from Allison Judeman. They got 3 from Tessa Losey, and then 2 points along with 7 rebounds for Macy Holly. For Frankfurt, just 4 in the books tonight, led by Hattie Gross, the 5'9 sophomore, a double-double tonight, 18 points and 10 rebounds. Emma Hardwick knocked in a few threes, had 13 points and 5 rebounds. They got 8 from Kayla Cornelison, all in the second half, and then they got 6 points off the bench from Sydney Wapp. The rebounding numbers, Hanover out-rebounded Frankfurt 40-26, both teams fairly even in the turnover margin, 13-12. Hanover had one more turnover than Frankfurt, but they got the win tonight again, 59-45, the final score, as Hanover again moving to 6-1 overall, 5-1 in TVL play. Frankfurt drops to 4-3 and 0-3 in TVL play. Player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Keegan Atkins, the 5'10 junior, is our player of the game. Led Hanover tonight, 13 points and 10 rebounds with a double-double. She had 7 of those 10 rebounds in the second half, and she had 12 of her 13 points in the second half, and she was saddled with foul trouble as well. She set a lot of the third quarter because she had picked up an early foul, which was her fourth, early on in the second half, so she didn't play much in the third quarter but came back and had a monster fourth quarter as Hanover gets the win, 59-45 here at Frankfurt tonight. So Keegan Atkins, our player of the game, presented by Farmers State Bank. So that's going to wrap up our girls' broadcast here tonight. We're going to go ahead and send it back to our studios. Kirk Kilman has us dialed up for a few minutes as we'll have a chance for a little bit of a breather to get you set for the boys' game here tonight. Another matchup between two ranked teams. Hanover, the number one team, and 1A Division 2. Frankfurt is number 7 in 1A Division 1. These two teams right now have a combined record of 11-1 and 7-0 in TBL play. Back to the studio for about 7 or 8 minutes, so not too long. Hang with us. We're back in a moment for the boys' contest. Keep it locked, 92.1 KMZA in the MSC Sports Radio Network.